taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
More Coast Guard helicopters out to go to work. These guys getting no rest between Texas and Florida. A lot of work going on for sure. I'm guessing that a lot is going on with the Clinton Global Initiative too. I'm sure they're rolling right up a truckloads of cash to get rolling and get their sleeves rolled up and get to it. Megan Barth here, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, welcome to it on a Friday.
Good morning.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think Hillary and Bill will be down there hands-on, Clinton Global Initiative, handing cash out? What do you think?
No, I think she's too busy blaming everybody for her loss. I think if you looked at who she hasn't blamed, you'd have a blank piece of paper. If it was Haiti, of course, they would be right down there with the Clinton Global Initiative, so they could rape and pillage. Again, after the storm did, they could rape and pillage that island. But no, I don't think did they help Texas at all. I'm still waiting. Is Black Lives Matter even showed up in Texas? Has the Nation
no.
of Islam showed up in Texas? Anyone hear from Farrakhan lately?
No. No, I don't think so.
The
notably absent people.
Pardon?
The notably absent people, the social justice warriors, not available for conversation today.
Oh. Okay, yeah. It's amazing when they show up and where they show up. So I guess, Black lives really don't matter in Houston or in Florida, even though there are plenty of people that are saying, and unfortunately a very few number of people saying that Donald Trump created the hurricane in order to, wipe out people of color in Florida. It's astounding, really.
Yeah, it is astounding. So here, the reason I got on this conversation, though, is I was looking at the breakdown. Donald Trump doesn't take a salary as president, and then he commits $1 million to Texas relief, $300,000 to the Red Cross, $300,000 to the Salvation Army, another $100,000 to Samaritan's Purse, another $100,000 to Reach Out America, $25,000 to 8 other smaller organizations, including the Humane Society and ASPCA. So a lot going on with the president. His approval ratings are going up.
In that donation?
I didn't see that. Clans for Tomorrow, I didn't see that. No, I'm not seeing that at all. What'd I say? I mean, it's so absurd. All right, so that the president has reacted pretty well. The problem being is FEMA is stretched thin. But let's look at this other thing that went on this week. I want to take a little bit of a deviation here. This deal with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and, Paul Ryan and all these guys screaming about it. What do you make of it? I mean, I look at it and say, listen, he's waited for you guys to deliver on much of anything for the past many weeks. You haven't. Finally, he wanted to get something done and out of the way. He did it. You don't like it. Well, then do something about it would be my advice to the Republicans. Don't sit and cry about it. Get your act together and get something done.
Well, according to Mark Meadows, who is from North Carolina and heads the Freedom Caucus, there weren't any conservative options on the table on this deal. So it wasn't like Trump really had any conservatives, in charge in the Congress, and that's because Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are running the show. And so, did you see how the resistance all of a sudden got quiet? Nancy Pelosi folded like a cheap tent along with Chuck Schumer. Is their resistance that they're not going to work with this president? We're going to have a Christmas showdown. I think it's going to, pop the corn and there's going to be some fireworks. We're going to see what happens with infrastructure. We're going to see what happens with budget and the taxes, et cetera. But we've got Hurricane Harvey that we have to deal with. We now have Hurricane Irma. We've got the chubby fat kid over in North Korea sending off threats. Things need to get done. According to Mark Meadows, again, no conservative options were on the table, and the leadership did not even want to make any spending cuts that Trump had suggested to the EPA or the NEA. the National Endowment of the Arts. Trump went forward and got something done. So we'll see what happens. This is part of the negotiation, and I hope that he continues to expose the fraud in the Republican Party, who funded Obamacare when they had a chance to defund it when we held the purse.
That's correct.
The likes of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, who were happy to go along, to get along, to work with the Democrats and Barack Obama and fund every progressive initiative that Obama put in front of them. So it's going to be an interesting December, and it's also going to be a very interesting next November for many of the frauds in the Republican Party.
I think the people that are ignoring their constituents, I mean, it's pretty clear what the president was elected to do. He was elected to get the economy going, to cut taxes, to build a border wall, to increase security, most of which has been ignored by the Republicans, by and large, and many that claim to be conservative Republicans, you know, complaining that he's not conservative enough. He's put forth everything you want, and now he's putting forth another conservative for the D.C. Court of Appeals, the biggest judicial appointment since Gorsuch. So this is all a big deal. Let me ask you about something else here. We had Grover Norquist on the program yesterday, and now I see that Ivanka Trump is teaming up with him to push tax relief. And I think Trump's doing this right. He goes, here are our principles. We want to help the middle class. We want to help businesses. We want to help America. Just big, broad talking points. I think that works for him. I think it worked in North Dakota when he was there. I think this is a tone that can work. And what about Ivanka's input? What do you make of that?
I gotta say, I'm not a huge Ivanka fan. I didn't elect Ivanka. I elected Donald Trump. I tend to follow his lead. But her face is a good one in the sense that she has a role and a good role in a sense that she has an appeal, right? And she represents the working woman. That's kind of her focus. And so child care tax credits, et cetera, I think she can work and speak very well, too. Another part of Trump's budget, which is in relation to taxes, that doesn't get much coverage that I'll be highlighting very shortly here because it ties into DACA, is the ITIN program. And I think you and I have discussed that. I've written
about it. Yeah,
we've
talked
about
that a lot, which is basically a substitute Social Security number.
Right, right. And so the undocumented workers get ITIN numbers. That was created in 96, and the IRS only grants ITIN undocumented workers the ability to claim 20 dependents and write off 20 dependents on their taxes.
20?
20. And these dependents do not have to show any proof that they exist if they come from Mexico. Well, 90% of ITIN holders come from Mexico. This scam, this tax loophole, this shovel-ready fraud, as I call it, has cost the working class, the taxpayers, the legal taxpayers of this country, upwards to $40 billion in fraudulent payments over the last 10 years, approximately. And so DACA recipients, if they don't get their Social Security number, which they are asked to do, only half have. So the other half have ITIN numbers. And why?
Because that's right. Now, hold that thought.
Yep.
Hold that thought, because I want to talk a lot more about DACA, the president's decision to say he's going to roll it back in 6 months. Will he really? I'm not so sure of that. We'll discuss it further with Megan Barth from Reagan Babe.